Welcome to the greatest men's club in the world. It's not a country club, it's a grilling club, where every weekend they're going to talk about taking an animal and throwing it on some scorching flames and turning it into the tastiest morsels of goodness on this earth. As a matter of fact, it's kind of caveman, but they don't drag women into their cave. No, they're going to teach you how to make that food so good you can lure them into your cave and keep her hair looking good. When you want to find the center of the barbecue universe, just look at a map of North America and look for that big grilling mitt. That's where they're at. It's the Grilling Guys.
It is the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Hey, thanks for tuning in. It's the weekend. If you're tuned in, we really appreciate you doing so each and every week. This week, spring has sprung. We finally had a week without snow where we are and ice. So I believe we've turned the corner, which means we are wide open on grilling season. I'm Jop. He's Barbecue Bob. What's cooking, baby?
The sun is shining, baby. And today, it's BBQ. We're going to talk all about lamb.
There we go. Hey, I've got a special treat on that one because I have an opportunity to call with somebody and that does it every year with a whole lamb, and we're going to talk about that later in the show. But right now, on the grilling line, something that goes really well with lamb is a little Fen Valley wine, and we have the proprietor himself, Mr. Brian Lesperance, on the grilling line. Hey, Brian, how you doing, man?
I'm great. Good talking to you.
Yeah, you too, buddy. Hey, what's going on in a vineyard in late April?
Well, hopefully not much. You know, we're one of the few folks who kind of enjoy this chilly start to the summer season. It keeps the vines asleep, hopefully, when long enough to get past the always dicey spring in Michigan,
where the danger zone.
We occasionally see some chilly weather at night, and that can do some damage to the fruit. So we're pretty happy. Just finishing up some pruning, getting ready to really get the growing season underway.
Hey Brian, good to hear you, buddy. So I shouldn't be too alarmed if my vines are still asleep. That's a good thing.
Yeah, just like any perennial plant, although they're pretty delicate compared to some others. So yeah, they're happy right now.
So what we really want to know is, coming into first thing this spring and early summer, what is going on at Fen Valley that our listeners and us can participate in to come down? And you have such a fun place, acreage to roam around and events that, you know, what's going to be on the front burner?
Couple things coming up. We've got our big wine festival weekend is really the kickoff to summer for us. Starts on Friday, June 22nd, with a fun run through the vineyards on the same course that we hold our famous 5K on. And then the next day is really just an all-day party. So we'll have some local food vendors, live music, and we open the vineyards up, let people go out actually into the vineyards. We'll throw some yard games out there, some portable bars, and it's just a really neat opportunity to really see up close how grapes are grown and just have a little party out in the vineyards.
Hey, Brian, that sounds like a great time. We'll make sure we get that one on our calendar. You know, I've been hearing in the news that there's going to be a shortage of wine coming up due to some fires, some mudslides out west and stuff. I'm curious if you've experienced any problems, or do you have a full cellar?
Yeah, I saw that article, too. You know, it's interesting because I haven't been feeling that here. We had two really bountiful harvests in 2016 and 2017, which was a welcome change having come off of the 2014 and 15 years, which were pretty small just based on how rough our winters were those years. So Michigan wine, we're sitting as about as good as we've ever been. And I know from my other brethren here in the state that we're not alone. Our cellars are full. They are full of wine, so we'll be all right.
That's great news. That is great news.
Yeah, we don't want to get sideways on supply. Little wine joke.
Nice.
Still one of my favorite movies. Yeah. So you have a couple of new blends and stuff that you're coming out with this year?
Well, you know, this time of year is always fun for us because the new wines from last fall start to hit the market, and it's on the white wine side. Red wine takes a couple years to get those out. But, yeah, so we're pretty excited. We've got a new a new rosé, which I think would be a fantastic pairing with lamb. You guys got me thinking about that when you did your intro there. So, you know, dry rosés are continuing to grow in popularity as folks realize that they're excellent with food. They kind of strike that balance between the freshness and refreshingness of white wine, but have a little of the complexity of red. The other thing, though, which I think is a perfect fit for the grill is our newest product that we're just currently launching. It's wine in a can. It's our Vino Blanco product, which is a dry white wine in a 375 milliliter can. So it's like the perfect grilling wine. You don't have to worry about glass out by the pool or by the grill. And
we're the first
winery in Michigan to do wine in a can.
Fits your hand, too, by the sound of things.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It looks just like a 12-ounce can. It just meets the requirements for wine sizes.
So you can throw it in a cooler and take it to the beach and put a koozie on it and be all good to go, not be pulling a big bottle out.
Yeah, we've just been testing it at the winery as kind of a pilot, and it's been going over really well. So I'm excited to be by the grill with a can of that this summer.
You know, you mentioned rosé, and a couple of years ago, you and I were sitting on your patio, and you brought some rosé out, and I think you might even give me a bottle of it. I was shocked at how good it was, and how I think forgot there was ever a rosé. But that's really making a comeback, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, it's a kind of a cold climate style the way we make it, and I think there's a lot to be said for doing it this way. You basically drain out some of the red wine juice early in the fermentation process, and so you get a more concentrated red wine, which is actually the reason for doing it. But the resulting, if you will, byproduct is a really, really nice, you know, fruit-driven pink wine, but it's got enough complexity and stuff going on that it's not just for the casual wine drinker. It really appeals to a wide range of folks.
So, Brian, if people wanted to find out where you are, you got a presence on the web? Tell everybody where you're at.
Yeah, we do have a website, which is, you know, and this is another project down here, but it's www.fennvalley.com, FENNVALLEY, all one word. We have all of our events on there. Most of the stuff that we do, you can book in advance, so you can kind of plan ahead. We do tours weekly that are all bookable online. They're really neat. We go in the cellar and try about 10 wines and explain how we make wine. In the fall, we go outside and show you how we grow grapes. So we try to keep busy down here, and yeah, we try to keep it all up to date on the web so people can learn about us from the comfort of their own phone or computer.
That's awesome. Next time you're in Grand Rapids, give us a call. We're going to take you over to the Sheshko Grill. Those folks are in here today, and it's probably the best Middle Eastern food on this side of Michigan for sure. I can't pit it against the whole state, but I know in the Grand Rapids market in particular, it's the place to go.
I like the sounds of that. I'm going to be there soon. Let's line it up.
Sounds good.
Bring a can or two. We need to do some field testing.
I will. I have them in my truck at all times now because it seems like everybody wants to try it. So I'll come bearing some samples for sure.
One last note on that. Where can we find it in a store?
Well, that's the good news. It just got released to our distributor basically this week. So you're going to start seeing it in all the independents within, I would say, a couple of weeks. And if we get enough interest, maybe one of the big chains will even pick it up. So if you don't see it in the store, tell them you want it, and that helps a lot.
All right. Brian Lesperance, Fenn Valley, great friends of the family. Thanks so much for joining us today. And everybody get out and try some Fenn Valley wine. It's all we drink.
All right. Thanks, gentlemen. Appreciate it.
All right.
Coming up next, we might go to the Sheshko Grill, if I said that right. We're gonna correct me on that if I missed it, but we'll be back. Maybe as the skies are white, the day's done, so he gets high on.